We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are joined by James Gardner. James, good morning. Welcome in studio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me,
James. Now, James, you are the endorsed candidate for district attorney. We'll get into that, but tell us, James, what you've been up to get to this point.
Well, after I graduated law school, I moved back to Buffalo, and my first job coming out of law school was as an assistant district attorney. So I got hired by Frank Sedita, and that was probably back in 2010 now. And for 7 years, worked my way up through Buffalo City Court, did all the justice courts, and then ended up being promoted into felony trials and started to try some more serious cases, the violent felonies that happen and that get prosecuted in state supreme and county court. I was there for 7 years. And then got hired by a county court judge, Judge Ken Case, to be his law clerk. And as a law clerk, you basically do all the non-fun stuff that a judge gets to do, which is basically all the research and writing and occasionally handling all the pretrials that a judge has. But really sort of developing a really deep understanding of the criminal law, because that's primarily, as a county court judge, that's what our part handles. And so I was there for 7 years, and after kind of watching what the past 7 years have been, has happened the past 7 years, locally and statewide, with changes in the laws that govern the criminal law and the criminal procedure law, I felt very strongly that this time around, when the district attorney's race became came on the ballot, it was time to throw my hat into the ring.
Speaking of the last 7 years, right, and a lot of the law changes we've seen here in New York State, John Flynn's been the DA here in Erie County. How do you think he's handled some of those changes?
Well, so it's part of one of the reasons why I felt I had to get into this race. You judge a district attorney on their judgment. Essentially, you have to. That's how the voters should determine whether a district attorney is doing their job the right way. And when John Flynn came into office, he made it very clear that he was going to be a champion for discovery reform, open book discovery. He went so far as to say, when it came to bail reform, that he wanted to eliminate bail for all people accused of misdemeanors. And I think, and then you add on to some of the decisions that he made relative to the police departments. I'm thinking notably of the protests that happened down on Niagara Square. The decision that he made, and Mike Kane, my Democratic opponent, made to charge two Buffalo police officers for essentially doing their job. And I think that is symptomatic of political considerations infecting the public safety of our community. Ultimately, district attorneys are supposed to apply the law to the facts of a case. And specifically in that example with charging those two Buffalo police officers, I remembered vividly that, because it was on video, it was all over Twitter, and you heard all this outrage on Twitter from Democratic politicians that the officers needed to be charged. Anybody with any common sense and anybody with any kind of legal understanding any kind of legal training could see that what those officers were doing was simply doing their jobs. And that was a deeply disappointing moment for me as somebody who not only worked in the criminal law field, but also as somebody who had proudly served as an assistant district attorney for 7 years. And, you know, there's no doubt that the changes in Albany that have happened have made the lives of prosecutors and law enforcement officers vastly more difficult. But as the district attorney, part of your job is to educate the voters, educate the people of your community, and let them know exactly what these changes are going to do to the public safety that we've all come to rely on. And I think there's been an absence of leadership from the district attorney and his administration in sort of standing up to the one-party rule in Albany that has been year after year pushing these bad, bad laws, whether it was bail reform, discovery reform, changes to the parole laws. Way more could have been done and way more needs to be done moving forward, because until we change the composition of the state legislature, these bad bills are going to continue to happen.
I want to get to bail reform, but can you describe for the listeners, because I haven't heard, and I don't think a lot of the listeners have heard of discovery reform. What has happened here in New York State when it comes to discovery for a case?
So obviously there, in the old, under the old system, there were basically prosecutors didn't have to, there were, they could, discovery is the process by which the prosecutors and the law enforcement agencies have to provide defense attorneys and defendants the evidence that they have of their guilt, right? And that's to ensure that the defendant has a fair trial. It also helps defendants, if a plea is going to be offered, to evaluate whether or not it's worth taking a case to trial or it's worth settling the case before short of trial. Now, some changes in the discovery law were, and in point of fact, the district attorney's office and prosecutors generally would turn over particular items of evidence that they needed or that the defense was entitled to way before trial, even under the old system. What this new scheme of discovery did was essentially link, first of all, said that the put a tremendous burden on prosecutors' offices to turn over a huge amount of information, way more information than even solo practitioners and defendants would have ever asked for and probably would have found useful. And then what was even worse is the legislature linked the turning over of that discovery to what we call speedy trial. So they essentially said, if you don't comply with turning over this vast amount of information, there's a chance that your speedy trial clock, so you have in New York State, you have 6 months for a felony to bring a case after being charged to a jury, you have 6 months. They basically said that
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Legislature said that if you don't turn over absolutely every shred of evidence enumerated by the statute, your speedy trial will continue to run. So it basically created a technicality to allow defendants, criminal defendants that have overwhelming evidence of their guilt, but it allowed them a sort of workaround, a technicality, whereby a case could get dismissed simply because some obscure shred of paper wasn't turned over by a certain date. And it has become a total fiasco for prosecutors. It's made their life way, way more difficult. And it has complicated the trial process because in almost every case, there is a situation where a defense attorney will claim that, well, I didn't get this. I didn't get this right then and there. And because the prosecutor didn't turn this over, the case is statutorily dead and the case should be dismissed. And very fortunately, there have been few times where that's actually happened, but it has complicated the lives of prosecutors beyond all measure.
Now, bail reform obviously is the big thing.
Sure.
It was a big thing in the gubernatorial election.
Yeah.
Do you think before the original, because I know it's been reformed, was there a need for the original, not to the point, but was there for some bail reform before Governor Cuomo did the massive bail reform?
Look, I think I'm not saying the old bail laws were perfect, because I don't think any of our laws are perfect. But what the old laws provided for was the ability of judges to make a case-by-case determination of each defendant. And that's when the criminal law, that's when all laws work best. When a judge can sit there and evaluate the individual that's before them. They can take in all of the facts and circumstances that brought that person, that defendant, before them. What made this law dangerous is it removed the judge's discretion. So the person that appeared before the judge, even under the first draft of the legislation that was enacted and all these subsequent little nickel and dime changes that they've made, at the core of it, they have removed the discretion of a elected official to sit and evaluate the case as it appears before them. And that has created way more problems than I think they ever intended to solve. And the idea that at the end of the day, there was always accountability in the form of the person who was making the ultimate decision about whether or not that defendant should be held to custody, the voters could hold that person accountable. That was an elected official. If you thought that a judge was abusing his discretion, you had recourse at the ballot box. And in all situations of bail, a defense attorney and a defendant has the right to seek appellate review of any bail decision. So if you're arrested and appear in front of a judge in Buffalo City Court and you don't think that the judge in City Court or the judge in Amherst made the right decision with respect to bail, you can immediately go to a higher court, county court, and ultimately a county court judge in special term, and have that bail reviewed. There were steps there to ensure that the system worked and worked fairly. And what the legislature has done is essentially removed the ability of a judge to make a case-by-case, individualized decision about whether a person was a danger to the community. And as a result of that, I believe they've made our communities more dangerous.
As DA, as district attorney, would this be the type of thing to go to Albany for? What do you think the role of the district attorney is to try to get these things overturned?
Absolutely. I mean, you see it. It seems every year they are trying to make changes to this, right? Just this past year, they tried to do some changes. The year before that, they tried to make some changes to the law. I think the idea that this is settled law is misguided simply because I think the politicians who passed this terrible piece of legislation realize, one, how bad it is, and two, how deeply unpopular it is. So I think the next district attorney will have the ability to certainly raise additional awareness of the community that he serves, but also provide testimony before the state legislature to really explain to them why it is their current scheme is just unworkable and does nothing to ensure the safety of the general public.
All right. I will ask your opponent the same question, so I'm going to ask you. Anything about the DA's office that I didn't bring up that you'd like to address before we finish up here today?
Look, I think the what it comes down to is in addition to you know, all of these big legislative changes that have happened locally or at a state level, you also have to look at the core competence of the office, right? And you look at some of the things that have happened locally over the past 6 years or 8 years. I mean, just recently I saw in the paper that there was a woman who stole from an audiologist in Tonawanda and stole over nearly $500,000. Person had to close their business, provided all the records to the district attorney's office. They had all those records. They didn't charge that person. And when that defendant lost their job at the audiologist, started working for a Catholic church in Tonawanda and stole another $500,000. I mean, there's an issue of core competence that is at issue with this race. I know many of your listeners will remember that there's somebody in the district attorney's office who made changes to a search warrant after a judge signed it. That is an outrageous act. That is an unfathomable situation that person not only remains employed, but Mike Kane, my opponent, and John Flynn, the current DA, decided to promote that person after the fact. Those are real issues that not only motivate me to get into this race, but also motivate me to convince voters that there needs to be a change.
Final question. Because there's a lot going on in politics, right? Obviously, we have the presidential election down the road. We've got a special election in NY26. How do you get voters to the poll for the district attorney election?
Well, I think because there is a presidential election, a lot of people are going to be going to the polls. And I think what makes though the district attorney's race different than all those other races is that really when it comes down to issues of public safety and law and order, I think you begin to see those issues transcend party lines. Ultimately, you know, the criminal that steals your car in your driveway doesn't care whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. And frankly, when you wake up and realize that your car is missing from your driveway, you're not going to care whether the district attorney is a Democrat or a Republican. What you will care about is whether or not that district attorney will enforce the law and ensure that that person, that defendant, is held accountable and won't be subject to any kind of narrow political agenda in terms of enforcing the law. It's time for people to understand that crime needs to be made illegal again. And that is one of the core beliefs that I have moving forward in this race.
Would you be open to a debate?
Absolutely.
All right. You heard it there. We'll ask your opponent the same question. James Gardner, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.